Welcome to Mrugashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. It's brought to you in association with DigiTales. I'm Radha Krishnan. Let's begin.
I would say she's an accidental marketing and communication professional. An engineer by education, she has a wide array of experience from sales to quality, working in leading global IT companies. Our guest in this episode is Sarika Naik, Chief Marketing Officer and Chairperson Diversity India, Capgemini. Hi Sarika, welcome to Mrugashira. It's great to have you on board. And for me personally, it's even more, a pleasure to get you on board my podcast.
Thank you, Radha. And really, it's my pleasure to be on your podcast. Whatever I know about external communication, the seeds were sown by you many years ago. So really my pleasure to be on this. Thank you for having me here.
How do you compare between what happened in 2020 and what you guys are dealing with now? And what are some of the, challenges that you see is different this year compared to last year?
While the COVID started in early 2020 and we are still in the throes of the same virus attack, the challenges that we faced last year and the challenges that face us today, there is a dramatic difference between them. Initially, last year when we started out, the focus of the organization was employee safety and getting them quickly, to work from home to ensure that, we learn from some of the protocols, because really it was an unknown virus. You remember, Radha, at that point in time, there was very little information also available of what are some of the, actions that we need to take in terms of keeping our premises clean, what communication to send to our employees. So really the first focus was get employees to safety, enable work from home, make sure that business continuity happens. And, we are very proud that 95% of our employees were able to work from home within weeks of, the COVID hitting India. Over the next few months, the focus of the organization was really to keep the communication channels on with our employees. Also to keep the communication channels on with our clients who were really facing a similar situation, and they wanted to know what we are doing as an organization, how are we ensuring business continuity. This phased out to the next phase of communication where employees, needed to be felt still closer to the organization. We had to ensure that there is trust, there is continuity of engagement. So there was a whole sort of new policies and a whole new set of, employee engagements that were rolled out. Today, very frankly, what has happened is, we are in the middle of the second wave of the virus. And today, more than ever, the need for agility, the need for communication around medical help, help around where they can find ambulance services, where they can find medicines, ventilators, ICU. Those are the kind of communication that is really taking charge today. So, if you ask me, while it's been one continuum, the kind of agility and the kind of, nature of the communication has changed dramatically.
So, that brings me to, some of the adaptations or changes that you may have done, from what it was last year to this year. So what are some of those things that you guys, and I guess this year too, because the second wave sort of came about rather a bit suddenly. So some of the speed and the intensity also probably increased.
Absolutely, Radha. Things that we used to take probably 3 or 4 days to kind of, make sure that the policy is understood, created and launched for employees. Today, the turnaround time is less than 24 hours. Just to give you an example, clearly with the increasing need for a lot more support to employees around, oxygen, ventilator beds, etc. We have got together, the India Country Board, quickly came together and we have created a new approach where employees can seek this information and support. This is already launched. And all of this, of course, there is a cost element to it. There's a communication, there's a whole process. There are teams to be onboarded. Now, all of that has happened within 24 hours. So clearly, you know, there is a big difference in the way the communication itself is being done. Secondly, you know, the channels of communication itself have also changed. You know, we have over the last year really leveraged a lot more and new channels like the podcast. And, you know, really when you invited me for this, Radha, it felt really good because we believe that the podcast is the channel of the future. And, you know, we started with something called Candid Podcast sometime in quarter two last year, where, you know, leaders were sharing their experiences and, you know, reassuring employees about the organization's commitment. Today, we are using something called Capgemini on Air, where the leadership is talking to employees, reinforcing about policies, what are the new steps we are taking for their safety and health. So not only is the speed, agility, transparency very important, but I think the channels truly have also changed.
So what are some of the lessons that, you know, overall that you think you have learned and you intend to keep it from, you know, from a communication point of view for some more time to come, even after the, you know, let's say the pandemic, we are over the pandemic?
So, you know, rather some of the lessons that we have learned collectively as the industry, as a nation, and of course, individual organizations, right, are going to stay long after, you know, COVID is behind us. And I do hope that sooner than later. But, you know, and these lessons are around topics that we were not very comfortable to talk about. So, for example, you mentioned mental well-being. You know, for us at Capgemini, mental health, happiness and well-being was always a key pillar for us. However, it was one of the many other pillars. And what we realized during this particular COVID time is that that particular pillar is such an important one when you're looking at your employee overall health. We have launched our employee health, happiness and well-being helpline. People can call in into that helpline if they have any, you know, issues. It's a completely confidential support that is offered. Of course, it's offered fully free of cost. And we have seen a lot of people leverage that helpline. Also, you know, rather some of the other, you know, sensitive issues came to light, came up, you know, bubbled up during COVID. So, for example, you know, domestic abuse. Now, this is something that people don't like to talk about. They don't mention it. And really, nobody has a policy on this, you know. During this time, what we heard is that because everybody was, you know, locked into homes, there was stress, there's tension, uncertainty, we actually felt the need to launch a policy around domestic abuse. And in fact, I think we are the only organization to have that. What this policy was about is how to recognize domestic abuse, where people can reach out in case they, you know, in case the unfortunate situation where they face this, and what are some of the support areas that the organization can enable for employees who are going through this. I cannot tell you, Radha, that, you know, initially topics like this before COVID would be a complete no-no. You know, we'd probably be focusing on all other fun and engagement kind of topics. But in this time, we've realized the importance of such initiatives. And I believe that some of these are going to stay long after COVID is way behind us.
Has also changed significantly,
absolutely,
right? So what are some of the new trends and challenges you see in employee communication?
So, Radha, you know, internal communications that we used to know earlier was only sending mails, right? I mean, that's how it was earlier envisioned. And we also used to see sometimes a very, you know, divergent trend in the readership of some of that communication. Today, because almost all employees are working from home, we find that while mails remain the core way of communicating, there are a lot more, you know, new channels that have opened up, and they become very important today when we are in a virtual world. So, for example, you know, frequent town halls with our leadership, frequent webinars around, you know, sensitive topics, topics which perhaps we, you know, people may not want to put it on emails, etc. We're seeing a lot more rise on that. In fact, our leadership has had, you know, our global CEO Ayman Nizar. He also has done open town halls with all employees last year, and, you know, our India leadership. We're also looking at town halls with our India leadership, you know, so that we are able to answer the questions in real time. besides that, you know, communities like Yammer, internal portals, we are seeing a huge rise in, you know, engagement on those channels. Last but not the least, you know, we have internal tools, listening tools, and I'm sure most organizations use those very effectively for understanding employee sentiment, taking action for that. So, you know, we have an internal tool which is called Pulse, and we constantly listen to our employees. What we have found is that communication and trust and communication have stood out in these times as strengths for our organization. And really, if you ask me, you know, it's become the backbone for the organization to pull all of us together in the same direction. Not only has the importance of communication increased, employees are consuming this communication with a lot more interest and a lot more detail. Really, we believe that today, those organizations that are communicating very transparently, openly, and you know, more consciously, are the ones where the employee engagement and the employee, you know, performances have not taken a beating.
That's great, Sarika, and you know, it's really nice to know what all you guys are doing. And thanks for you know, making time and talking to me on this. And as usual, you are as candid and as you know, transparent as ever.
Hope you enjoy listening to Mrugashira, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on mrugashira@digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead, and do not forget to tune in next week. Adios.